Shalom. At sunset on September 15 this year began the fall feasts on God's calendar, starting with Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, followed 10 days later by Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, and then finally the 7 days Sukkot, or Feast of Tabernacles. All of these fall feasts foreshadow a completely new beginning when the Messiah comes to establish his kingdom over the whole earth from Jerusalem. Rosh Hashanah is therefore also celebrated among the Jewish people today as the new year. It is the door into the future. And therefore, Rosh Hashanah is first preceded by 30 days of repentance, as well as initiating 10 days of increased repentance and soul-searching called the 10 days of awe, which end with the Day of Atonement, the most solemn day of fasting and repentance in the entire year. Then, and only then, are you ready for the greatest and most joyful feast of all, the 7 days of rejoicing during the Feast of Tabernacles, foreshadowing the great wedding supper of the Lamb. At the end of the fast on the Day of Atonement, the Jewish people therefore greet one another with the words, Gmar Chatima Tova, meaning, may you be inscribed in the book of life for a good year. Because it is the depth of our repentance that determines our future, not just for 1 year, but eventually also for all eternity, when the fall feasts are finally fulfilled in the coming of Messiah at the sound of the trumpet of God. Interestingly, the month of repentance leading up to the Feast of Trumpets, when the shofar is blown every morning in every synagogue, is called the month of the bride. Paul wrote, "Husbands, love your wives, as Messiah loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish." Ephesians 5, verse 25 to 27. Can you hear the trumpet call of God in this hour, calling us to repentance, to, quote, cleanse ourselves from every defilement of body and spirit, bringing holiness to completion in the fear of God, 2 Corinthians 7 and 1. In order to be ready as a bride without spot or wrinkle at the coming of the Lord. This is the message in this late hour to the church, and this is what Rosh Hashanah and all the fall feasts are about. May you be inscribed in the book of life for a glorious eternity, when the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let's ask the Holy Spirit to search our hearts deeply in light of the Word of God, so that we can repent of everything that is not pleasing to our heavenly Bridegroom. Maranatha, may He come soon. God bless you.